TJ, a cheat day. Here we are. We're back. So, what's happening? We have challenged each other to a duel, and
Okay.
I am going to win. And when I win, I get an extra cheat day in our challenge.
Okay, also, like, why are you so aggressive right now? Like, you
That
were
was in my
like.
like Mexican soccer voice. Go! It was a really bad version of that, but sure.
No, I was okay with it. I was just like, you had been so laid back before we started recording, and then all of a sudden we're in it, and you're like, when I win,
When I
this is what
win.
I'm gonna do.
Okay, so we're playing five songs each for each other. A brief amount of songs so we don't get copyright motherfucking infringed.
Yeah.
And if this episode gets pulled, it's Tamara's idea. And so, and you've got to guess who is singing it.
Okay. You wanna go first?
Yeah. Ready?
Okay. Now,
Okay, I gotta turn it off now.
one. I like it. You should totally send me that song. Two.
We bubble do it.
It's a dance song. I immediately know it's a dance song. It kind of sounds like there's a song I sent you. Can I look up the song, the people I think it's by, or is that cheating?
That's cheating.
Okay. I think it's two people and they had a name that was like Cat and Pimpernuckle. I don't know what who is it?
Moby.
Moby?
Yeah.
Shit.
All right, your turn.
Okay, are you ready for this?
You're sure. Joseph.
Damn it. Okay, one,
I'm genius.
you're a genius. Two, that was mostly a pop quiz to see how much you pay attention when I talk about my favorite band. And three, to humble brag because my favorite band was just on the Billie Eilish playlist. Did I already tell you about this podcast?
No.
They just got, I'm worried that they're going to blow up because Billie Eilish was saying how great they are because she has a podcast talking about music and her dad talked about music. And I guess they talked about Joseph and.
Yeah.
Just for the record, I liked them
Okay.
before. I'm not on the bandwagon. I was on it before the bandwagon happened.
Okay. So,
Your turn.
hold on.
Well, this has already been upsetting.
Hope we didn't just delete the song. Where is it? I gotta find it. That's only one of them.
Why would you delete music? Isn't it just like live? Oh, sorry. I'm just gonna hit everything. Doesn't it just like live on your Spotify forever?
Yeah, I can't remember which dance playlist. Okay, I'll find that one while I'm guessing yours.
Okay, fine.
Let's see. You won't get this one.
Okay, so at the beginning, it kind of sounded like Ben Harper.
I would even give you a title. I'll take it down a notch and you can do a title.
No, I have no idea who that fucking is.
That's a world-class jazz song. The girl from Ipanema?
No idea.
Okay.
But who is the singer?
Antonio Carlos Jobin.
Jobin.
I don't know if that's how you say it.
Okay, see how I'm ready and queued up because I was prepared when
Okay.
you were doing it? Here's my next song.
Hanson,
Nope.
the Jonas Bros.
Nope.
Fuck, I don't know.
I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good.
I just wanted to let you hear it get a little bit funky there. That is Pursuit of Happiness by Honeybucket.
So it's one loss to one. No, it's one loss to two fucking
Yeah,
losses.
you got one.
All
Should I
right.
anyone be keeping track?
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Well, I'll give you an E one. Easy one. Very famous song.
I get a point for the song?
I would actually if you could get the name. I gotta cut it though.
when they start singing.
You just tried to cheat and look at my phone.
I can't see from here. Like, I can actually read.
Oh, sorry.
I can read the smaller font up there.
Oh, okay.
But I can't, like, I can't read that font on that page right there. Just.
Oh, okay.
So you're fine.
You've not seen that I haven't replaced my porch lights yet. Or got the garden irrigation in.
Oh, no, I can't read any of that. Oh. I need to go to the eye doctor. It's on my list of things to do. Okay. I think that song is Big Swingin' Band. And I think the name of that classic tune is Somebody Stole My Missus, My Lady.
Fuck you. It's Louis Armstrong, Mac the Knife.
Of course. No, yeah. Obviously. Mm-hmm. Obviously. Okay, I'm going to do... Oh, I don't know who actually sings that song. I'm going to do... Let's do... I really don't want you to win. But I also don't want to be too really mean.
Oh, I found it.
Let's do... We'll do kind of mean. Do you want me to skip ahead or is that...
I mean, this sounds like an elevator. Hanson? Monkey, Elephant, and Son? I don't know.
21 Pilots.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, here you go. Favorite Jeff Hunger. Chocolate cake makes my poor stomach ache, and all those pills are too much for you. Gotta listen to this full chorus. Don't like cocaine cause it makes me all uptight. Coffee
and reefer makes me feel all right.
My favorite jazz song ever.
Yeah, we've listened to it when we were trying to plan your wedding song.
Yeah, and your reaction was the same, unamused.
No, I like it. I just didn't think that was what you should have your first dance be. Call me a fucking old romantic. I'm sorry. I think it's Coffee and Reefer, the classic song, by... Fuck. No idea.
Son of a bitch, you get a point. You got the name.
Seriously?
Coffee and Reefer.
I've gone to a place of just describing words I catch in the song. Does that mean I get a point? Are we tied at one? Oh, shit. I'm coming back. Cheat day. Here I come. Let's go. Okay.
Hey, Booz. Jay, no.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Oh, can you play? Do I not have enough internet? Well, shit. I don't have enough internet. I need to find things that have already been downloaded.
If we went on a time limit, I've already won.
You know what?
You know what?
Okay, this could be good. Maybe this will be something that you could know. What's a song you might know?
The Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. That's what I think your library probably is.
Okay, here.
David Bowie?
I'll let you get to some of the singing.
Oh, Redhead. Oh. I can't remember her name for the life of me.
Come on, do you want to see a pic?
Florence and the Machine. Thank you.
I didn't think you were going to get that.
Oh, man. What is her name?
Florence Welch.
Oh, Florence Welch. Okay, there we
Welch?
Go.
Welch? I think it's Welch.
I don't fucking know. Wait, do I have one more turn to win this thing?
Yeah, do it again. The thing's going to be really weird is if we fucking tie.
You're never going to get this one. This is the only one old-timey jazz song my wife likes. Because it's about murder.
I wanted to be Louis Armstrong, but then it's definitely not him singing.
she shoots her ex-husband with a Gatling gun.
What the fuck?
That whole song, that's what it's about. And that's why my wife likes it.
I'm going to go with...
There's no way.
Okay, can you just, like, give me a fucking minute? Give me a goddamn minute. I'm going to say that is the classic singing voice of... I want to go older than Aretha, but...
Yeah. I like how you're just refusing to lose like you're going to.
You know what? Give me a minute. Also, you know what I realized I should have been doing this whole fucking time?
What?
Secretly Shazamming it.
And cheating.
God damn it.
Sippy Wallace.
And the song name is...
Oh, sorry.
Done murdered my husband with a grappling gun.
No, here we go. The song is A Man That Don't Want Me.
Wow!
She kills with a Gatling gun.
That's fucking wild. Okay, yeah. I think technically you win. Mm. Did you go first or did I go first?
I won.
It doesn't matter. I'm still sad about it. I was going to try and find a song by Trampled by Turtles. Do you know that band?
No.
They're like real folky. They're so good. But I couldn't pull them up. But also, I just like really appreciate and I feel really like seen and validated that you guessed my favorite band correctly.
Well, your husband, you almost met your husband at the band performance. Like, Joseph has been fucking good to you and you have turned your back on them.
No, you're just mad that I didn't, like, get that guy's number.
Kent? Kevin? Cave? I don't remember what his name was.
I don't know that I ever knew what it was.
Yeah.
Very nice guy.
He gave you a signed set list or a set list that you later had signed. God, that's like a marriage proposal.
I mean.
Jesus. So disappointed.
Missed opportunities.
Fuck that shit.
I mean, it's sad.
It is.
But I wish Kevin the best. Kent? Charlie? Fuck it. What's his name? Classic. Well, all right. Well, you get a cheat day that you can use whenever you want. And I would even let it be like a legit cheat day of like no water, no workout.
The trifecta. Or it's the quad now. Because we have Noom, workout, fast, and 80 ounces of water.
Water, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'd give you a full fucking day pass. But I'm not going to let you spread it out and have one cheat a day for 4 days.
That's Pimp Smack terms right there.
Yeah, you get one day that you can either let all of them go or one, two, it's your call. Yeah. But one day that you can full cheat. Hmm. Although today kind of almost felt like cheat day because I like ate my weight in fucking pasta.
I did too because I had that edible when I was mowing the lawn.
So good. It was really good.
I came in, I was hungry.
Yeah, that was some good pasta.
And then I made some ice cream.
Tell me about this ice cream situation, because I had never quite seen anything quite like it.
It looked at me like it was fucking crazy.
Well, it was equal parts ice cream and jam and Nutella, so I don't want to...
It's called high ice cream.
Okay, but like, why, like, what is the ratio, and why does it need so much boysenberry jam?
Because the flavor of that and the Nutella together all in one bite, you have to take a little bit of jam with every bite of ice cream. As well as Nutella.
You keep the ice cream vanilla. You don't try and mix in the jam.
Oh, God, no. That would be disgusting. The textures would all be one then.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so you want to get... So you try and make a perfect bite in every scoop. Little ice cream, little jam, little
Nutella.
Not in
every scoop, in every bite. Every bite...
How many scoops can you get in your mouth in one bite?
It's not the same.
You got two spoons and you're double fucking dipping and it's like an airplane coming in. Like it's one bite per fucking spoon. What the fuck? Like you're going to fucking split hairs about this and give me shit about it? What the fuck?
You said scoop. A scoop is an ice cream scoop. Which is what you get, the big ball.
I meant on your spoon when you're taking a bite. I think the listeners are going to side with me on this shit, but I'm going to do a goddamn poll now so that I can fucking prove you wrong. We've maybe started off with an aggressive competition situation. I think it's going to really set the tone for this one. It's coming in hot. Yep. This episode.
Oh my God.
Okay, but
yes, I build the perfect bite. Every bite.
Jesus, that sounds exhausting.
Which wouldn't be a scoop, it would be a spoonful.
Fine.
Teaspoon or tablespoon? Personally, I prefer a teaspoon.
Also, why do I feel like you've gotten rid of a lot of the teaspoons in your house, and now you just have fucking giant ass scoop spoons? Literally, all of the normal size spoons are gone, and there's 18.
She's all about this. Can you hear me okay? Am I too far from the mic now that I have a cat?
I don't know. It's cat problems.
Cat problems.
Yep.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Ouch. Oh, Charlie, bye.
Bye, Chargers. John, don't lick her butt. That's gross. It's people will think we're weird.
It's a weird thing to do, man. You look sad about it. Okay, so I have a question for you.
I might have an answer.
I'm wondering if you've seen any good RVs driving around lately.
Oh, man. My favorite is Anal Shockwave.
Shockwave.
Anal Torque.
Sure.
Mm. There's been some good anals.
I saw a doozy today.
What was it?
Sandstorm.
Gritty.
Yeah, which is what I fucking said. I was with my roommate, and they were like, like, what are you laughing at? Because I lost my shit. We're stopped at a stoplight. I see it coming. I see it. Big, proud letters across the stop. The top, you know, Sandstorm. And I lose it.
Oh.
So I'm dying. And my buddy's like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on? And I was like, Sandstorm. She's like,
so
it's an RV. And I was like, you didn't play the
anal game?
Anal game? Which... She replied, are you trying to tell me you're into, like, butt play? And I was like, no.
Anal RV never disappoints.
But I realized I'd left out a key word there. RV was left out of that introduction to the game. And I think my buddy, like, literally thought this was the time that I was gonna let them know I was in a casual butt play. But just, like, real nonchalant about it. Like, and I started to, like, you know, growing up, sometimes you hear about games, you hear about stuff, and, you know, maybe you're exposed to it or not exposed to it.
Like 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Yeah. But dirtier, obviously, because I then followed up with butt play. And I think it's a testament to them being a school person, because they were like, cool, all right, like, you do you, buddy. And so I had to kind of be like, no, thank you, but.
Thank you for being an ally, but...
Appreciate it. But, personally, no, it's an RV game.
Did you finally explain it?
No, I did. I was like, so it was an RV game, and we were stopped alive for a long time. Like, we had this whole conversation. I should take out my phone and take a picture, yeah. But I didn't. But I had the whole time to explain of, like, you just put anal
in
front of it. And she was like, but, I mean, it sounds, like, rough. Like, not, like, a good rough, but, like... A bad.
Like a bad game?
No, but just Sandstorm specifically.
They're never good. Anal Torque, Anal Rampage.
I still think Surveyor's my favorite.
Anal Prowler?
Prowler! Forgot about that one. I still think Surveyor, Anal Surveyor is my favorite.
Prospector.
Mine for gold. But yeah, so then I taught my buddy that game, and so I'm excited.
Did she get into it?
No, I think she'll now play it. My hope is that, like, because I think it's fun to teach your friends, but I think it's the more fun when it's, like, one person removed.
Yeah.
So I'm excited the first time she does it with just fucking anybody else in the car. I mean, maybe
she'll
not
have the same 3-minute conversation.
Well, maybe not her mom. I feel like there's certain people that it's, like, a real awkward conversation. But, like, I think the first time you had that conversation, like, with a buddy or somebody, where you're like, oh, yeah, no, anal RV game. You got to explain it. I mean, it's, like, in the name, but, like, not all in the name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I laughed hard about Sandstorm today. Man.
Oh, man.
Man.
Anal Triton.
Anal.
That's all these big ass toy haulers have the most aggressive homoerotic names.
I mean, like, it's aggressive. He's fitting a bit better through that dog door.
He is, but I did buy him a bigger one. Still not installed.
Oh, I was like, oh, well, that's kind of cheating.
Yeah. So, I'm done with my water. 10 ounces over, so yet another bonus point.
No, that's not how that works. How many ounces do you think is in this? 20? 24?
Well, 30 is in this, so I think it's every bit of 30 to 40.
Sorry, you would get... I didn't catch that. Try tapping above to edit.
No,
sorry, bitch. Get out of my business.
Get out the way.
Okay, hang on. You're going to give me 30 for this?
I was going to give you between 30 and 40. I think because
this... Well, I only need 30. I was at 6. No, I was at...
This narrows at the bottom, and this is 30, so I think that could be closer to 40.
Wow. That's upsetting because I was at 60.
You topped my top. That's
good. I topped your top.
I went 10 Are over. You saying... went 20 over. And yeah.
Please never say top my top to me again.
I agree. In that's hindsight,
worse. That's worse than me saying on your wife. Because
in hindsight,
top my top feels more descriptive.
It didn't play well, but in my mind, I just, you beat my overage. Yeah.
I found myself today saying power bottom for some reason.
Fuck me. In a work setting?
No, thank God. No, just
in what setting? I don't think power bottom seems nicely into every conversation.
Hang on.
And wait, are you a power bottom?
Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. You don't want. No.
Jesus Christ.
It's a downhill fast moment for sure.
I was of the shades of red, I give you high right now.
I'm flushed. I was at the grocery store. So there were enough people around that it felt normal enough to say in like a... But I remember saying, power bottom. And my buddy was like, what the fuck? And it's one of those times, you know, where you're like, quarantine. I've been by myself too long. I can't just say things that I think in my head.
And if you knew, Tamara, that is the furthest thing that you would think would come out of your mouth, let alone in public. Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
I think we were looking at plants, and so I think the plants were in a weird interlocked way.
Yeah,
and it looked kind of sexual. I think it was like a spider plant, so it does get another plant's business. And I was like, now there's a power bottom for you, and I think I got a few head turns, which I didn't look around for, but there was enough of a head jerk that out of the corner of my eye, I think I got. Got some head turns.
I was recently wandering through Walmart in a zombie state.
Sure.
And something had happened before, and I couldn't focus on actually picking stuff up. So I was just literally wandering, and I was running a list for other people as well as myself. So, like, it was real random, from, like, hardware store to RV section to, you know, paper towels. Like, I don't know what they thought I was doing, but it wasn't good. Like,
yeah.
Police should be involved.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did have a long conversation because we went plants, then we went to the hardware section. My buddy wanted to get something to, they like wire cutters, because they had taken like wire and fashioned like up Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
So now that they're moving, they got to like cut them down, which.
Or take out the staples.
The problem is they attached it to the gutter. So like, you know, there's like a thing that runs across the gutters, and so they attached it every like, I don't know, 6 inches foot. So it's like the whole house, every like...
Lots of laddering. Baker's rack.
I think they were just talking about jumping on the roof. But maybe, could I borrow your baker's rack?
Yeah, only if you push them while they're on it.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That's probably fine.
The baker's rack would work, but only if you can push them. Like, is the ground flat enough to be able to push them?
Flat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of muddy and gross right now because it's been raining a shit ton, but if it dried up, it might be fine.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's definitely something to think about.
You only need to leave your left kidney and your driver's license.
I don't think I have the left kidney, but I'll leave my driver's license.
You don't have...
Nah, that's a joke. That's 100% not real.
It's like, interesting.
Nah. Sold it. No, I don't know. Desperate times. No, I got... To be clear, that was a joke, and I have Both. As kidneys. Many kidneys as I'm supposed to
not
have.
Not that you're kidney shaming people with not two.
Of course.
Yeah.
I just never took anatomy class, so I couldn't fucking tell you.
There's not three.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. That's totally normal. But we were...
Power bottoming.
Nope. Like you tried to weave that back in. We're in the hardware section, and we were looking at spray paint to tarps for the project.
Of taking down Christmas lights?
Nope. That was going to be a different project. Okay. And spray painting window frames to make a trellis for plants outside on a patio.
I think it's going to be real nice. So you can get your deposit back?
No, my buddy's moving, and they want to do like something nice on the patio.
For the next owners?
For the next place they live at for when they move. They'll take them with them. Oh,
okay.
So they were looking at stuff. And so...
Yeah.
They were like, you know, do you think this is enough, like, plastic to put down? But yeah. I hadn't made the jump that we were just looking at spray paint for that project that we were probably still talking about spray paint.
Right.
And I said, I mean, depends how big the body is. Like, a bit too loud. And my buddy's pretty tall. So I think somebody maybe overheard and thought I was going to murder my friend and was taking them with me to scope out the size of plastic tarp I would need for their body.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's fucked up. But I just meant like...
But efficient.
I mean...
And kind of cost savings.
Can you stand right here and...
Draw an outline.
But yeah, you should fit nice in this carpet. What the fuck are we doing here?
Home
just getting some odds and ends. How sharp is this saw? No, it's fine. It'll work fine. Like, what's fucked up? I'll stop. But I was like, oh, are you... I think I even guessed. Like, just for fun, what would I need a plastic tarp for? And I think I said, you're going to like... Doesn't even fucking make sense. I was like, oh yeah, you're gonna like throw some pots on a wheel? My buddy does not own like a wheel, like a potter's wheel to fucking like throw bowls. Don't know why I would even think that's an activity. Like, it doesn't even fucking make sense. And I'm pretty sure when you're throwing, you don't even put a tarp, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, anyways, none of it fucking made sense. And my buddy just looked at me like, what the fuck?
Good thing I'm moving.
She's like, yeah, we gotta get out of this place. You're losing your goddamn mind. And I look like a crazy person. Because I don't know if you've ever seen me in a mask with my glasses on, but the glasses fog up. So I look like I got fucking steam tinted windows on my glasses.
Amazing.
And I'm a fucking Darth Vader over here. Just
take a selfie of that for Instagram.
Just real, like, heavy breathing. It's... fucking awful.
Most masks are blue, especially the
mine is blue.
Right. Well, and every time I take a selfie for my wife and she's like, oh my god, you look so good, because it brings out the blue in my eyes.
Yeah, I don't have that luxury. My eyes are more brown. It's it's more of a poop brown today. Yeah. It's fuck, it's fine. We quickly left the store.
Wow, somebody might not like their eye color.
I mean, Jesus. It's just like not as exciting. It's like, well, cool. It's brown. Still brown. Oh, change shirts again? Eyes are still brown? Cool. Oh, look, your eyes are beautiful, like the waves of an ocean that catches the light that changes with the beautiful blue shirt you're wearing. Must be nice!
Woo! Hostility!
Huh. Again, I think it's going to be pretty aggressive since we started the day with the fucking competition. That yeah. I lost.
That I won. And I have an extra day of everything I want.
Cheat day. Cheat day so hard.
Yeah. I wonder if we should start taking pictures of our cheat days like The Rock does. I wonder if it'll be as interesting. I don't think so.
I really doubt
it. Three Moscow mules in.
Yeah.
We can't post that. You don't have clothes on. At three Moscow mules? Fuck yeah.
You're naked? Just running around the house?
I'd probably be out mowing the lawn. Like, damn, it was hot in there.
I mean, I don't live here anymore. It's like, live your best life, buddy. Get after it.
Oh, yeah.
Get after it. I was at the store today. You know, you do that thing once a week. And my buddy wanted to pick up some plants, so I was looking at plants. And so while we were there, I have three, like, little... it's like a little glass ball, and you put plants in it. What's it called?
A vase?
No, I want to call it like a terrarium.
A vase?
Terrarium? Terrarium? God, I don't know.
Wait, is it one of the plants you took from our house?
Yes!
Yeah, thank God they're gone.
I literally, that's why I invited my buddy over, because they could reach them off the top shelf. Don't you remember that whole thing?
I know, and I was like, we have stools.
Nah, I didn't need it. Brought my buddy. So I was going to put new succulents in it. Like, you know.
Oh, because they died?
They weren't doing great.
They left here doing great.
Well, apparently they need more light than what I had in my room. Because I closed the window because I have,
oh,
like...
that's funny. When you were grabbing them, we were like, she'll help me keep them alive. So that didn't happen.
No, I put them in my room so that I was more responsible. I thought I could handle it.
Somebody's life was trying to teach you responsibility and they fucking died.
Yeah, I killed all the plants. I didn't kill them. They just weren't thriving as much as I would have liked. They weren't quite thriving like you're thriving with the work from home situation. But I went to, I was looking at new plants and I was like, oh, make maybe this like cute little cactus. And I went to like gesture to it and it stabbed not one, but two fucking prickly things in like spikes into my hand. And I was like, ow, oh my God, it like attacked me. And they were fully like in my finger. So my buddy was like, oh my God, like, let me like pull it out, and went to pull it out. And my full skin came up and it didn't come out. So she's like, oh no, it's like really in there. I was like, I mean, we can't leave it in there. Like, yes. So she would like put it back down to get more of like a running yank out of my hand.
And she's a professional.
I mean, she's a goddamn doctor.
Yeah.
So she's like, this is bad. And I was like, I mean, how bad? She's like, you might lose the finger. And I was like, oh my God. She's like, I'm joking. I was like, that was not funny. That was too soon. I still got the spikies in. That is a premature joke. Also, you're a very trusted source. I believed you. She said it completely serious.
Oh my God. Not the best thing ever. I don't care if you would have had a heart attack in that moment. It was worth it. That was hilarious.
Literally,
okay,
not.
That heart attack's a little harsh.
I'm dead either way.
But it was perfect timing, is what I'm trying to say.
But literally.
Killer instinct.
Was. Is this because I talked about the tarp? But literally, was like, I'm gonna have to take the finger. And I literally thought she was preparing, like, at home. I just saw her with, like, a goddamn kitchen knife.
Because you don't have insurance. You're like,
I do now.
Do we have whiskey and a stick?
I do on the 22nd. Oh, what's nice. Today's date? Tomorrow. I have health insurance. Like, tomorrow.
But you weren't counting. You were just like, all right.
Yeah. So in my mind, I, like, hear this, the knife being sharpened, like, a spoon's being put in my mouth. I'm being told to, like, bite down.
That was the whiskey and the stick. Yeah,
slaps you in the face. Loki, I'm ready. So yeah, so she pulled them out.
Yeah.
Both spikes, pulled them out. And she was like, okay. And she was like, how's it feel? And I was like, oh no, like it feels okay. And she was like, okay. And I was like, what? She's like, it's going to get worse. And I was like, what do you mean, doctor? What do you mean? What do you mean it's going to get worse before it gets better? She was like, well, your adrenaline's helping you right now. But this cactus, I think, based on the name of it, I think is slightly poisonous. It's released some toxins through the spikes.
Is this true?
Yes. There was a warning on it. I wasn't paying attention. I shouldn't have been poking so near it. I mean, not kill you, but like, it's like a warning of like, hey, like, please don't touch, you know, and I fucking touched it. Anyways, so she's like, it's gonna hurt. Like, if it's not hurting now, your adrenaline's carrying you through and your adrenaline's gonna wear off and it's gonna hurt a little bit. And I was like, okay, thanks, doctor. So I can't see much, but I kind of stick a finger in and I kind of wipe out my glasses.
Because you're in public.
Yes, we're in the store.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No,
so, also, we're like outside where the plants are, and it was really fucking windy today. Did you go outside to see how windy it was today?
Yeah, yeah.
So fucking windy.
Yeah.
So, because we're outside, there's like tarps, so they're smacking tarps. So it's like, and so every couple of times people are like jumping. Everyone's already pretty jittery. So I was on high alert. So I'm like watching my finger and it's like quivering. I think just because, you know, the adrenaline is pumping. pumping through my veins. It's something else.
Did she just go like this when you asked to go to the store out in public with her? Like, ah.
She actually is very willing. She says it's more fun. I mean.
Oh, fuck.
I'm entertained.
So did it get worse?
Oh, yeah. Oh, did it.
Oh, my God.
About 15 minutes later, I'm still in the store. I'm still holding it like this. Watching it for science. I don't know what I thought is like change colors or something. I don't know. But I'm watching it and it's, you know, quivering because I'm staring at it and holding it at a really weird angle. And, oh man, it was throbbing something fierce. It was like the pulse in my little
finger. Why didn't she bleed it out?
Bleed it out?
We never heard back in the day they believed like when you got bit by a rattlesnake, they'd cut you and so it would bleed out.
Yes. No, because she's an actual doctor, and she wouldn't have done that.
She's not an actual doctor. She's a vet.
Same fucking difference. Mammals are mammals. No, she didn't cut into my finger or offer to suck the venom out, because that's not real.
If she told you, because originally she told you she was going to have to take the finger.
I mean,
you know what? Yeah. I found out a way to save it. Bad.
She's just slowly walking it back. You're going to die. Okay, no, wait. You're going to lose the finger. No, wait. I'm going to have to cut you a little bit. Again, let's get the wooden spoon. You can bite down on it.
Oh,
man, no. But it did hurt pretty bad for like half an hour.
That
but, I mean,
whole
I'm...
story, my inner monologue was pussy, and this is here why.
You want to tell me the time you cut the top of your finger off?
No, this is a different one. This was actually worse. I was laying the floor out there.
Oh, this is recent.
Yeah, and there was a splinter the size of a small finish nail. And it went in the tip of my finger all the way in. I had to
how far? How deep in?
It went all the way back to here.
Hang on. You're hiding it behind the thing. Show me.
From the tip. No, I'm talking center, dead center tip of middle of finger all the way back.
I think I've done worse.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
You're literally saying it went in like this fucking far.
From the center, the very middle of your tip of your finger.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh God. No.
I've stepped on a 2.5-inch screw all the way through the bottom of my foot. The whole thing went into my foot, and I two screws. Part of a.
Did you have to screw them?
No,
out?
I ripped it out of the bottom of my foot.
Ow!
I was at a lake, and I stepped on it. Came down, and I was like, "Oh, yeah. We should pick that up because someone's gonna step on it."
And that was.
And then I said, "Nah, it's fine." And then I fucking stepped on it, which is better that it was me than somebody else because. Yeah. I was pretty up to date on my tetanus shot at the time. Also now, very up to date on my tetanus shot, so it's fine. But, yeah, so then I was like, I hopped out of the water and I sat down on the bank and I was like, Mom, there's a thing in my, and it was all the way into my, like, all the way into my foot. And the stick was sticking out this way and it was all the way into the bottom of my foot. I still have the scar, but, I was like, and my mom was like, don't! And then I ripped it out of my foot and she was like,
that literally makes my legs queasy. Ugh.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
No.
But so I've gotten a splinter in my hand that had went and got stuck on the digit.
Okay, you win.
Thank you.
At least you won something tonight.
Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. But yeah, so my Zen Garden... Didn't get the cactus for it, but
it
I did
didn't
get
start
some...
out thin.
No, it was not very calming.
Oh man!
But I got it fixed up, and that was pretty good.
Yeah, cool.
I'm excited about it. We'll see how long I keep it alive.
Oh, I'd give it like a week.
But I'm moving in with my buddy, who's a goddamn landscape architecture.
There you go.
That's the words, right? Landscape architecture.
Yeah.
Architecturist. I don't know how you make it into like a
architect.
Architect.
Yeah, so.
Architecturist is not right. Cool, 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 cool,
cool, cool, cool, cool.
So
cool.
I think she'll help me keep it alive. Depending too much
so
on the help of
in with a
roommates.
Chore. A chore.
Oh, I'm bringing nothing but activities and chores. Nothing. But I'm not bringing any animals. So that's kind of helpful.
I guess.
I mean.
Turn my phone on airplane mode.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do that. We're not on an airplane.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a hot minute before I'm on an airplane again with the crazy traveling things.
I don't even know when I'm going back to work.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I just always work remotely, so I don't have that question popping up.
Fuck you.
Jealous much? Mm-hmm. Sorry. I know you're thriving and you live your best life when you can work from home.
My dog has a better energy. He's much more relaxed, and he feels very secure.
Do you feel that he hides fewer knives around the house?
Actually, yes.
Good.
He did get in the trash once last week for the first time on the brand new floor, which is an intermediate floor solution, but still, it's got to stay nice-ish until we cover it with the finished floor.
How was it that on some random day he suddenly was able to get into the garbage?
We forgot to put it in the pantry.
You left him too much freedom.
Left him too much, and bad choices were made.
He loves them bad choices.
He does. He relishes in them.
He's thriving. He's living his best life.
He gets walkies. He gets to go out and mow the lawn with me. He gets to do whatever he wants.
You let him out with you and you're mowing the lawn? You don't worry he's going to, like, run in front of you? Or
no, he's got his bird collar on.
So that means he wants to stay away from the lawnmower?
No, he could give two shits about the lawnmower. It's just you have to make sure he doesn't run after to greet, not be mean to, any dogs walking by.
He's a big lover.
Yeah, but he comes in hot.
Did you know that there's a girl dog a couple blocks over? And they were loving on each other.
Really?
Yeah, she came up to the fence. He came up to the fence. They got down low like they were going to play. Then their dog, the other dog, started barking at us. And then their owner was yelling at them to stop barking. But we were like, but they love each other. But then we kept walking. But we did, you know, because we were doing the laps. So we went by a couple of times, and they loved
it. My wife names all the dogs in the neighborhood.
Nope, I am aware of that. The best part was she told me the name of that dog, and then the owner called it something else, and she goes, that's not its name. And I was like, you're right. That doesn't look... I don't even remember what it was. I want to be like Gabby or something, but I was like, that's not right.
She does a pretty good job. You're like, oh, I can see it.
I also think that that's so fun because naming dogs to me is like such a fun activity.
Yeah.
So just naming all the dogs that you see lets you play that game all the goddamn time.
True.
Somebody up here, maybe one of your neighbors got a golden retriever puppy.
Oh, I haven't seen it since.
Oh, it's like this big. It was here when I got here. They're out in the front yard. They were like, we're working on peeing outside. And I was like, nice. Yep, that is a bummer. That feels like it's an inside activity, and it is not. We are coming outside for that activity.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is like the time that a lot of people get dogs.
Maybe, I don't know. I got
because we're
dog.
Quarantined, you know? Like, it's like, I got time, I'm home more.
Yeah, true. Maybe. I don't know.
Happens. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I'm getting based on social media things.
Oh, yeah, that and babies.
I just found out one of my friends was pregnant today.
How's that happen? They don't know how to roll out a condom.
No, they didn't plan it. I think that was, they've been trying.
Oh.
Okay. I was like, congrats. Yeah, that's exciting. Although, children are more expensive than dogs. Considerably.
Yeah. Unless they get into grapes.
What? I thought you meant unless kids get into grapes and then the kids are less expensive.
No, I meant
like,
the dogs.
Yes, here's our fiscal advice for today to save for your retirement. Feed your children grapes.
And grapes only. Grapes are actually an expensive fruit. I don't think that would ever be.
Do you know today in our, what's it called, NOM? It was telling me that I should eat more grapes or more.
NOM was a war. This is Noom. Is it your Vietnam?
I thought this whole time it was NOM.
Nope, Noom.
Well, that could be why I got some weird questions about texts I sent some friends. Man, so I'm starting NOM.
My friends, tell me how you really feel.
My friends were like, yeah, it's okay. I was like, yeah, it's fucking NOM. That's funny. I didn't get it. I did not put that together. And one of us majored in history. And it was me.
Yeah.
Noom.
Noom.
Okay, great. It was telling me that I should eat more grapes and watermelon because it has higher like water counts.
Yeah. And you didn't know that?
Well, no, but I fucking love watermelon. It's my favorite food. I know.
When I read that too, I'm like, done.
Yeah, I was like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, man, the runs, though. I would literally eat like...
I don't get the runs. I can eat half of a watermelon.
Oh, I'm eating like a 10-pound whole watermelon. I think at a certain point you get the runs.
We didn't have a watermelon off.
What are you talking about?
Okay, here we go. Well, let's what we do is we have an edible.
First, out of the gate.
Out of the gate. Wait about 40 minutes. Yeah. For homegrown edibles.
Great.
Then we both slice up a full watermelon to our preferred slicing method. I'm more of a spoon down the center, and I don't really like to cut it up in little pieces. And the first time I served my wife watermelon, I gave it to her as half a watermelon with a spoon and salt, and she was like, the fuck kind of white trash is this?
I've done that.
And I think it made it on Facebook. But anyhow, and I think we should see who could eat the same weight watermelon fastest. Or finish it to the core with no time limit.
Okay, I have some questions.
I win, hands down. What's the over and under on that, bitch?
4 cheat days.
Okay, it's on.
Wow. Wow. Oh, first off.
I can
What wait. Do you think's the biggest watermelon you've eaten in one sitting? How many pounds?
this doesn't feel good, but probably like half of a 20-pounder.
I've easily done a 13-pounder in one sitting. We might be more evenly matched than I thought. Yeah. I feel very confident about this. Nope. I thought what you wanted was to cut the watermelon and then have a sculpting contest to see who could make the bowl look more fancy.
Is this some sort of Food Network show? No.
Yes, because I have, for my buddy's birthday, because they like sharks, made the watermelon, because we were having like a barbecue, people were coming over. I made the... I took the watermelon. Yeah. I bought multiple watermelons. So I took one of them and I cut it so that it looked like a shark. I had a fin on it that I used like toothpicks to like stick into it. So it was a great white shark with, and I made all the teeth. I made rows of teeth.
How long did it take you to do this watermelon art?
Probably about 2.5 hours. Son of a
bitch. So you went and painstakingly touched everybody's watermelon that they were going to eat?
No. So I cut 2 watermelon and I just cubed those. Oh. And then I carved this other one. Okay. And then I put the watermelon into the other watermelon. So it was just like a great white shark coming to eat you. But I don't host parties often. My house I lived in could fit a capacity of 2.5 adult humans at a time. And so I didn't host.
And this one's not much bigger.
No. What house?
The current one.
Oh, no. Bigger? It's double. It probably is almost 1,400 square feet.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot bigger.
Still in this house that's like, oh, that's cute.
Right. Well, this house is huge. With your multiple bedrooms and your fucking multiple offices.
Multiple kitchens.
Anyways, I digress. Also, I'm waiting for that fucking spiral staircase to go in. That's going to be badass.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. But sometimes when I get a chance to host a party, I want to fucking, like, Martha Stewart the shit out of it and have everything themed and go hard.
Well, I mean, you're going to be cutting your watermelon meticulously when I'm halfway done with mine.
Well, here's the thing is... If it's a speed contest, that's a different game.
I don't know if it's a speed contest because I don't think I get much enjoyment out of eating it fast. I think we both go and pick up the heaviest watermelon we can.
I think we have to bring the receipt of what it weighs.
What it weighs. Well, no, we need to go together and make sure we get them at the same weight.
At the same time? Okay.
Yeah. And then, because you could probably get it fairly close. And then, because you could go use the candy scales.
Yes, obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
And so, and then we'll see who can actually finish it all the way.
Oh, it's...
I don't want to have to eat it fast. That doesn't seem...
Okay, that's fair.
...great to me.
I have no qualms. I think I could comfortably eat between a 13 and a 15-pound watermelon in one sitting. Comfortably.
It's on.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to, like, feel it later, but...
On top of 80 ounces of water.
Can that just be our water for the day?
I think maybe we can make an exception for that day according to Noom.
Yes, actually.
Yes, actually.
Actually. Not Nom. Noom. Sponsor us.
In a week, it will be your Nom. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
I don't know. It was so positive today. I was like, I'm changing my goddamn. Also, I was doing my little questionnaire and it was like, I'm going to meet. First, I was going to meet my weight, like my goal weight by like middle of December.
Yeah.
And then I kept taking off time. Now I think I'm supposed to meet my like goal weight in like November. And I'm like, okay.
Whatever.
I have no idea.
You must have a setting wrong.
It asked me all these questions like, how like dependable I was and how like disciplined I was, and I was like, not at all. And it was like, take away 3 days, and I was like, why? Oh. Real flaky, great, you're lose a week. I was like, what the fuck? Late always. Oh. check.
I'm gonna excel at this.
They're like, and you will be reaching your ideal weight by November 23rd. I was like,
of what year?
This year. Whew. I don't get it.
Okay.
We'll see. I guess I'm real optimistic.
It makes you feel that way. It starts so soft, and then you start logging your calories, and it's actually a really good app, but then you realize you count up how many calories they're giving, and you're like, you mother, you feel betrayed.
Yeah. No, I understand it's an equation, right? Like, I should be working out more than, like, the shit I'm eating.
Yeah.
But can I just run you through what I ate today, and you can maybe give me a overall grade?
I'm not sure I should be sitting in a position of giving you a grade after I ate Nutella, jelly, and ice cream.
You're fine. Woke up and had eaten pretty late last night. I ate at 11. Okay. No, 9 p.m. So I couldn't eat till 11 a.m. This morning. So I waited and I had brunch.
Oh, shit.
So I had the last little bit of the, like, egg, potato, cheese scramble. Okay. And then I was going to have a bagel. But when I was at Winco and I bought bagels, I thought they weren't letting you pick one at a time. You had to buy, like, six was the smallest amount you could get. And they had a new flavor, Hawaiian.
Ew.
Which I thought, I like Hawaiian rolls. That's like similar, right? So I was like, I'll try it. Ate one in the car. Kind of weird.
What was the flavor?
Hawaiian rolls.
But like, was it like ham and pineapple or?
No, it's like a sweet.
A sweet bread. Like sweet they bread. Tried to be like Hawaiian bread. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I was like, that's kind of weird. So I was like, I'm not going to eat them plain. I'm going to have to put something on them. So then I was like.
But now you have six of them.
Well, five, because I ate one yesterday. So I was like, well, I'm going to make, maybe I'll try making it into a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
So I cut it in half.
Yeah.
Very normal. Lathered on some mayo. Light mayo.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that gives me bonus points. Then I hunked off sizable amounts of cheese. Put those on. Thought I should probably put some type of lettuce on here. Threw on some lettuce. Uh-huh. A little bit of onion. About 18 pieces of turkey. It was a hefty sandwich. But I was worried that I'm not going through the turkey fast enough, so I thought I should just really mount it on. So that was breakfast.
This will be your nom.
Well, but it was 11.
But see, to me, in my head, if I'm eating at 11, I get the calories for breakfast and lunch because it's brunch.
Yes, but then I also...
Oh, shit.
Couple times later, this was probably a couple hours later, had some no-bake cookies.
How many? Two.
It's two.
Were they like...
They're not that big.
Okay.
They're smaller.
All right. How tall?
No, they're not that bad.
Okay.
They're an average no-bake. Okay. Probably about the size of a silver dollar. But very good. They're delicious. So a couple of cookies. Then I come over here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we were the biggest offenders.
I ate my weight in pasta. And I try to tell myself it's not as bad because it's gluten-free.
It's worse.
Weight in pasta. There was a salad.
There was.
Threw that, slathered that ranch on that, though. It was real tasty. No cheese, though. That felt good. No, there might have been some cheese in the salad. Was there cheese in the salad?
Just some Parmesan.
Little light Parm.
I mean, you know.
There was also cucumber, little, some olives. What did you choke on? The type of lettuce?
Oh,
Arugula.
Yeah.
There's also some arugula.
I hate arugula.
I like arugula.
I kept, like, the stem kept going down my throat.
You're supposed to be swallowing it. You just got to chew it up so it's a little bit smaller.
It was fighting on the way down.
I ran arugula. Know your place. Anyways, all I'm saying is, what kind of grade is that?
I mean, Noom never really scolds you.
Okay.
Good thing you're not tracking calories for 3 days.
What do you think it's like? Like a C minus or like an F?
I think it's probably triple.
Triple!
Or at least half.
Well, you know,
triple.
Triple. I was at the store today. And
oh,
they've started a thing now by the checkout.
Which is baby condoms?
Garlic bread. Fried chicken. Mashed potatoes. Macaroni for a family of five.
Grab and go thing.
For $10.
You're not worried about quality. You're just worried about quantity
the
at that
quantity
point.
The quantity is excessive. I live with one other human. It takes us days to eat that.
Does it creep you out when you're like, how do they produce this food so cheaply?
Not at all. And so then I turned to my buddy and I was like, mac and cheese though and fried chicken. I mean, that sounds pretty fucking tasty. So then my buddy was like, we're going to go to the neighboring town. You mentioned there's a KFC there. We're going to do fried chicken. We might as well do some fried chicken.
Yeah, some good fried chicken.
So that's on the list for another day. But
KFC is expensive.
It is.
I didn't realize it was.
It's a splurge for sure.
Yeah.
Because they think they try and do the here, like, just get a basket for like $20. But like, you get one meal by yourself and it's like $16. It's like, shit, I should just be feeding four of me. And, like,
especially if you ask for extra anything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
God forbid I want three sides. My coleslaw, my mashed potatoes, my fucking mac and cheese.
Yeah.
But I need that biscuit. Like, let's not get.
And they run out of biscuits a lot.
No, that's not allowed.
Yeah, they do.
What? It's supposed to come in my meal. What do you do? I would wait.
They're like, well, we ran out. We could take $2 off or you could wait 35 minutes.
I'd wait 35 minutes. I'm here for my biscuit and my chicken. I don't think I could do just, I think I'd wait.
Yeah.
I'd pull around
mm-hmm.
and just listen to my podcast and wait it out. But, I mean, that's a splurge.
Yeah.
That's happening. And it will obviously have to happen a whole lot more infrequently if...
Yeah.
You know, we're really getting on the wagon and trying this thing.
No, we really are.
No, we're on it. Also, I didn't ask this question. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I'm in a trial period right now, but...
I told you, if money was a problem after 2 weeks, it still works as a calorie counter.
Okay, do you think it's going to like...
It's going to be like $140 for 3 months.
$140 for 3 months?
I think so, or maybe a year.
A year's not as bad, but otherwise it's $140 or it's $500.
Let me see.
Well, we can also talk later. We don't need to let the fans listen to us figure out how much I gotta pay for my fucking knob over here. Man, I can't believe I got that. Well, it's not that wrong. It's just a couple of letters, but it feels wrong. Okay, what is happening over there?
What do you mean?
Blank, blank, blank news. What's happening?
Blank, blank, blank news.
What is that word to the left of news? It looks a lot like cum. Is
oh
that a you?
Oh my god, you just, I'm never going to be able to look at work the same.
Is that cum news?
No.
It's like that's an acronym someone should have like vetoed.
$150 for 6 months.
That's not as bad.
I can't see what the fuck.
Okay, tell me that doesn't look like a you.
How do you think I bought the hot tub?
No. No.
That is not okay. I am mad.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I don't know why I thought I had to say blankety blankety blank news.
Oh. You've ruined work for me now.
Sorry. This is a thing that maybe I could offer as a service. Send me your acronyms and I'll fuck some shit up for people. Best work acronyms wins.
This will be our new anal RV.
Yes! Aww. I can get behind it. I don't know why. I feel like all works fucking love acronyms like it's their goddamn job.
Yeah, there's an acronym department.
I mean, those guys are working fucking overtime. They are thriving.
FLMAP. What? Okay. What's that stand for? And it's shorter than what it stands for.
Yes. I don't get it.
Yeah. So.
Did you see me?
What the fuck? I was playing. Did you just throw it at yourself?
Yes. I was playing with it and it flipped up in the air and it hit me in the earmuff. What are these called?
Earphone? Over earphones?
Well, I want this specific just one of them by themselves to be an earmuff.
Okay, maybe. And then acted offended when it
happened. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Oh.
Sorry about it. I'm going to pick it up for you.
Okay.
This feels like it's gone sufficiently downhill
fast. I'm Rhiannon.
I'm so picking up.
I'm Rhiannon.
I'm Tamara. Sorry, it really flew away from me. It's downhill fast.
Bye.
Bye.